Find Your Life Purpose, the Space Approach. Regardless of where you landed with the structure approach, you'll get something more from trying the space approach as well. The essence of the space approach is to simply let your purpose come to you. What you arrive at may be completely different from the result of your structure process. If this is the case, it usually indicates a disparity between what you know in your heart, your expanded awareness, and the way you're operating in the world. As you proceed with living the heart-informed life purpose from the space approach, you'll notice that your structured interpretation of your purpose will gradually shift to converge with this one. In the process ahead, you'll be using meditation to tap into the vast space of your unrestricted consciousness, going beyond the confines of your everyday mind. Here, in the space that always holds you, you have access to a deep knowing of your power, of your inseparable connection with the world, and of the love that illuminates all the darkness of human confusion. Your connectedness to everyone and everything is an idea that's shared by many different spiritual and philosophical traditions, especially the non-dual traditions, which hold that there's no real separation between all the countless things in the world. It's all part of the same oneness. Love, like light and virtue, is unconditionally inclusive. And as your awareness opens to include every aspect of the world, which is, after all, your world, you'll find yourself recognizing ways that you can lovingly serve this world as if caring for your own body. The more encompassing and unrestrictive your awareness, the more obvious it is that whatever you do for the world, you do for yourself. As you proceed through the stages of owning an expanded sense of yourself in this process, keep in mind that we don't mean this in a selfish or exclusive way, but an inclusive one. You'll know the difference because the inclusiveness of love has an expansive and sweet feeling rather than seeming contractive or exclusive. This process consists of two sections. The first is a meditation to facilitate the awareness of your oneness with the world. The second is to repeatedly ask your expanded awareness, "What is my life purpose?" and write down whatever response comes through until you experience a powerful wave of emotion. As you move through the second section, keep the following guidelines in mind. You might go through it 100 or more times before feeling that your purpose has arrived. Your mind may vomit out a lot of random or negative gunk. Facilitate the detox process and keep the space open by writing it down and moving it on. As in the mind dump for discovering your gifts, sometimes the gunk has to clear out before the light can shine through. View the passage of gunk as an essential step to opening a space in your mind for the authentic answer to show up. If you get to a point at which nothing is coming to you, keep going. This is like the dry heaves part of the process. Your mind isn't throwing anything up, but it's not yet in a receiving state. Write down whatever is there after you ask the question and continue the process. You're likely to experience resistance. A mind that isn't accustomed to making space feels uncomfortable holding that emptiness and not being able to fill it with something. You might feel a powerful urge to clean, to stand up and move around, or to get a snack. You might feel overwhelmingly tired, restless, or annoyed. You might think this is the stupidest exercise in the world. Don't give in. If your mind is becoming aggressive about disrupting the process, you're getting close to something good. We're telling you this now so you won't fall for your mind's tricks. Your mind's job now is to make space for your expanded awareness to fill with the authentic answer to your question. Your unconscious mind already knows the purpose, or at least a starting point. If something you've come up with sounds impressive, but it doesn't provoke a feeling of significance, then you're probably not done yet. If you feel a small surge of energy, it may be worthwhile to quickly mark or highlight whatever you just wrote, and you can revisit these on the right path answers later. Trust that you'll know when your purpose has arrived. Now for the process. If you stick to it for an hour or more and you feel that you absolutely must take a break, go ahead. Understand that you've made progress even if you don't have a complete life purpose statement yet. Some people need a couple sessions before the good stuff starts flowing. Just don't go more than 24 hours between these sessions. Step 1. Find a quiet room where you won't be disturbed for an hour or so. Have a pen and several sheets of paper next to you, or a computer with a blank document open. Step 2. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, and consciously relax your body from top to bottom. Put your attention on your head and let it relax. Put your attention on your neck and let it relax. Put your attention on your shoulders and let them relax. Put your attention on your arms and let them relax. Put your attention on your wrists, hands, and fingers and let them relax. Put your attention on your upper back and let it relax. Put your attention on your chest and let it relax. Put your attention on your sides and let them relax. Put your attention on your mid-back and let it relax. Put your attention on your diaphragm and let it relax. Put your attention on your upper abdomen and let it relax. Put your attention on your lower back and let it relax. Put your attention on your lower abdomen and let it relax. Put your attention on your pelvis and let it relax. Put your attention on your thighs and let them relax. Put your attention on your knees and your lower legs and let them relax. And put your attention on your ankles and feet and let them relax. Step 3. Open the process. Make a statement to your highest self, God, Spirit, the universe, or whatever name you choose to use for the bigger whole that you're contained in, asking to know your life purpose. Use words that feel good and comfortable to you. You might say something as simple as, "Dear universe, I ask to now become aware of my life purpose." Or you can choose more elaborate words if you like. Step 4. Allow your awareness to encompass your whole body. In your mind's eye, see yourself sitting here. Let yourself feel the entirety of your body at once, from your center out to your edges. Become aware of the outer boundaries of your body and feel the gentle expansion and contraction that occurs with your breath. Let yourself love the entirety of your body. As you let your love include and accept every atom of your body, say tenderly to yourself, "My body." Step 5. Now, allow your awareness to expand outward from your body by about 3 feet or 1 meter in every direction. Imagine that what is you now includes this 3-foot layer of space that surrounds you. Your new boundary is the edge of this space. Hold the vision of this expanded you in your mind's eye, and allow yourself to feel the space that you now contain. And imagine that you can feel every atom within this space, not just inside your body, but the 3 feet around it. And that these atoms around you are indistinguishable from those within your physical body. As you bring your awareness to your breath, feel how the space around you now expands and contracts with your body. Let yourself love and include the entirety of this space. And ask yourself, whose space is this? And let yourself answer tenderly, my space. Next, allow your awareness to expand outward from your body by 10 feet or 3 meters in every direction. This is the new expanded you. Trace the edges of your boundaries with your mind. Imagine that you can perceive all the atoms contained within both your physical body and this 10-foot space around you, and that they're indistinguishable from each other. Hold the vision of this expanded you in your mind's eye and allow yourself to feel the space that you now contain. Visualize this entire space now expanding and contracting with your every inhale and exhale. Let yourself love and include the entirety of this space and everything and everyone in it. And ask yourself, whose space is this? And let yourself answer tenderly, my space. Give up any resistance to completely loving and accepting everything in this space. Step 7. Now, allow your awareness to expand outward from your body by 1 mile in every direction. Trace the edges of your new boundaries with your mind. Imagine that you can perceive all the atoms contained within both your physical body and this mile-thick space around you, and that they are indistinguishable from each other. The whole sphere is you. Hold the vision of this expanded you in your mind's eye, and allow yourself to feel the space that you now contain. Visualize this entire space as expanding and contracting with every inhale and exhale. Let yourself love and include the entirety of this space and everything and everyone in it. Ask yourself, whose space is this? And let yourself answer tenderly, my space. If there are people within this space, ask yourself, whose people are these? And let yourself answer tenderly, my people. You can ask yourself the same about any buildings, plants, and animals within this space if you like. Give up any resistance to completely loving and accepting everything in and about this space. Step 8. Now allow your awareness to expand outward from your body to encompass the entire earth. Trace the edges of your new boundaries with your mind's eye. Imagine that you can perceive all the atoms contained within both your physical body and the whole planet around you, and that they are indistinguishable from each other. The whole planet is you. Hold the vision of this expanded you in your mind's eye, and allow yourself to feel the space that you now contain. Visualize the whole earth expanding and contracting with your inhale and exhale. Breathe the planet. Imagine that you're drawing the entirety of it into yourself with your inhale, collecting and accepting it all as yourself. And then, with your exhale, letting it all relax, feeling out to the farthest reaches of your borders and including everything in your love. All the people, land, water, structures, plants, animals, and air. Ask yourself, whose planet is this? And let yourself answer tenderly, my planet. Give up any resistance to completely loving and accepting everything in, on, and about this planet. Step 9. Finally, allow your awareness to expand outward from your body to encompass the whole universe, as far as you can fathom, and imagine that all of it is you. See yourself in your mind's eye, growing to include all the stars, planets, moons, and galaxies. Imagine that you can perceive all the atoms in the universe, and they are indistinguishable from the atoms within your physical body. All of it is you. Allow yourself to feel the space that you now contain, which is everything. Nothing is outside of you. Nothing is not you. Visualize this entire universe expanding and contracting with your every inhale and exhale. Breathe the whole universe into yourself with each inhale, and release the whole universe with every exhale, as if you're the Big Bang and the universe expands outward from your own physical body. As you inhale the universe, include all of it in your love. As you exhale the universe, forgive it and all of its inhabitants for anything and everything. And ask yourself, whose universe is this? And let yourself answer tenderly, my universe. This universe is me. You can also ask yourself the same about the stars, the sun and moon, the people, or anything else that comes to mind. It's all within you. Give up any resistance to completely loving and accepting everything in and about this universe. Step 10. Take a few moments to feel this unlimited awareness of you. Now, ask yourself, what is my life purpose? And simply allow the answer to come to you. Open your eyes and write down whatever comes to mind. When you're done writing, close your eyes again and repeat this question to yourself. What is my life purpose? Allow the answer to come to you. Open your eyes again and write down anything that comes to mind. And then close your eyes and repeat the question and the writing until you come up with the answer that makes you cry. You can pause this recording now and resume it when you're done. Close the process. Make a statement to your highest self, or whatever other name you like to use, expressing your gratitude for this process. Even if you didn't get exactly what you wanted out of it, you might say something like, "Dear highest self, thank you for revealing my purpose to me. Please help me live my purpose to the best of my ability." Or if you plan to continue the process later, Perhaps a statement such as, "Thank you, God, for holding me in this space. I ask for your continued guidance to clearly understand my purpose." We like to give credit where it's due, and this last portion of the process of asking yourself, what's my life purpose, allowing the answer to come to you, writing it down, and repeating until you cry, came from the bare bones technique developed by Steve Pavlina, who has written extensively and brilliantly on personal development, and we encourage you to check out his articles for more insights on life purpose.